I'm chatting to the director of Africa Media, Louis Peters, who joins me here on E-Radio today. And he's going to tell us about some really exciting things happening at the Africa Media Academy. And Louis, Africa Media Academy, it's not just a school. It's a gateway to the creative industry for, students who dream of working in photography, film or digital media. What makes Africa Media Academy, or AMA, the best place to start their journey?
Hey, Ion, thank you so much for the opportunity to chat to you today. Yeah, we are very excited with the launch of Africa Media Academy. Our aim is to really give the students a wide variety of filming and photography opportunities where they can learn the skill, but also learn how to use the skill in business. So I think our perspective on that would put us apart from other institutions. We really want to, after the year program, have the students go home as entrepreneurs and have the ability to work for themselves.
That sounds amazing. And, many institutions focus on theory, but Africa Media Academy gives students direct industry experience. Can you explain how your hands-on approach ensures students graduate with the skills and the confidence to land real jobs?
Yeah, I think it's important to have hands-on experience, especially when it comes to filming and photography. So we are going to focus on giving them not just the theory, but also the practical experience during this year for them to really know how to approach clients and also how to work with clients. The whole process from the beginning, from the first meeting to the planning, to the execution of each project.
Okay. And a common concern for parents is whether a career in the creative industry is stable or even realistic. What would you say to parents who want to ensure their child has a secure future while also still following their passion?
So listen, I'm not going to, it is a tough industry. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. But I think what at the end of the day, it's about the effort and the time that the students will put in. I mean, we do get a lot of internationals coming here, learning the skill of wildlife photography, filmmaking, underwater photography and videography. And some of them go home and they never use it again. But then we've got students that really like put in the effort and do the work, and they get, at the end of the day, they receive the fruits of their labor. So I think it's very important to know that it's at the end the student's responsibility after the year getting the skills to go to really go out and promote themselves as a content creator, and if they put the work in, they will get the fruits.
Many young creatives dream of working in photography and filmmaking, but they actually don't really know where to start. So what advice would you give to those looking to break into the industry?
So for me, Ion, it's really important for the students to make sure that they get a good portfolio together. I think at the end of the day, it's not the qualifications that matter, but it is your content, your portfolio, your collection of videos and content that you created. And we encourage our students to focus on their portfolios, because when you go and see a client, the first thing that they want to know is, the work that you've done, the content, the quality, the creativity. I've never, in 20 years, nobody has ever asked me about my degree in photography that I have. It's about the work and your quality of work at the end of the day that it's the most important.
You recently launched a brand new studio in Mossel Bay, as heard on E-Radio. How does this state-of-the-art facility enhance student training and prepare them for the real world, Louis?
So our studio, or the academy in Mossel Bay, it's in a creative space. And the idea is to get people to come here and and create content and be creative and have a space where they can, you know, talk to other creators and talk to other professionals and really enhance their skill in the field of filmmaking and photography.
All right. And, you know, at Africa Media Academy, students don't just learn in a classroom. They're out in the field. They capture the wildlife. They're out there exploring underwater videography and mastering cutting-edge software. How does this unique training give them a competitive edge in the industry?
Yeah, we are going to focus a lot on practical work. There's obviously a lot of theory and that's involved in the art of filmmaking and photography, but we want to really get them to do more practical work so that they, at the end of the day, have the ability to work in the field, and it's not just in the classroom, you know, like it's a practical work that they could use in their careers as content creators.
All right, and you know, there's never been a bigger demand for visual storytellers, photographers, and even content creators. How does Africa Media Academy, or AMA, position its students to take advantage of this growing industry and also turn their skills into a profitable career?
Yeah, so our aim at Africa Media Academy, it's going to be to create entrepreneurs. So we want to not just teach them the skills, but also teach them the business skills, doing designing, creating their own brand, and really preparing them so that they know how to impact the industry and how to get into the industry. I'm just using myself as an example. I did my degree in photography, and they never taught me anything about business and branding and logo designs. And it took me a long, long time, actually a lot of years, that I wasted because I wasn't sure about my brand, you know, my own identity as a photographer. So we really want to impact the students and focusing also on the business side, because creating the content is the easy side of the business, but it's the others, the admin, the business planning, the logo designs, all that plays such a big role in what we do, but nobody teaches that, you know, like it's, you get the skill and then you are left out to go into the world. So I think that would definitely set us apart when it comes to content creating.
Okay, and you know, parents and students who want to know, you know, does AMA actually help students succeed? Can you maybe share some inspiring success stories with us of past students who are now working in the industry?
Yeah, so Africa Media started in 2013, and we focus on international students up until now. And yeah, we do have a couple of students that came. They got the skill, they learned the skill, and they went out and they really like did amazing work. We've got a guy from India called Aman Narula. He came to do the wildlife filming program, and he actually won quite a few awards with his documentary that he created here called Solitude. And you guys can go and have a look on our YouTube channel and have a look at Solitude by Aman Narula. So yeah, we've got we had people come here and go back and create their own portfolio, and you know, they're traveling the world, they are creating content, they are having exhibitions. We've got a guy that actually became a broadcaster after joining our program. He was so excited about the filmmaking industry that he started, and now he's a on the television. So there is people at the end, like I said earlier, you can come and get the skill, but what you do with it afterwards is totally up to you. And there's, you know, there was quite a few that really went and made something after joining our programs.
That's amazing to hear, Louis. And, you know, with AMA growing and expanding, what's next? Can we expect some new programs, global partnerships, or even more industry opportunities for students in the near future?
Yeah, no, definitely. We do have a lot of plans up our sleeves, and we're going to start this year with holiday programs for students and part-time students, and also like school. We're going to focus on the schools, and we're going to have holiday programs, so week programs where they can come in for a week and spend time with us and get the introduction to wildlife filmmaking and photography, and also underwater photography and videography. And yeah, we are in the process of looking into expanding African Media to Kenya. So we're very excited about that. So hopefully in 2026, we will also have African Media in Kenya. So yeah, lots of stuff happening. We are excited for the future and what impact we could have on students joining us.
Amazing. And then Louis, for students excited about this career path, and for the parents who want to ensure their child gets the best possible training, what is the easiest way to learn more and take the next step? I mean, Africa Media Academy is clearly shaping the next generation of top creatives. So how can a passionate student make sure they don't miss the chance to be part of this elite training?
So the best way is to visit our website, africa-media.co.za. All the information is on there. There's also a form that they can complete to just connect with us or set up a video call. I know parents do like to meet the people in person, and obviously because we are not going only focusing on people from Mossel Bay but also the rest of South Africa, setting up a video call would be the easiest way. All our details are on the website and they can go and have a look. And we do have limited space, so we want to keep our groups small so that we give the one-on-one attention that students need when learning the skill and the industry.
Thank you so much. That was Louis Peters, director of Africa Media Academy. Louis, thanks so much and all the best.
Thank you so much, Ion. Lovely speaking to you.
This is your ticket to the wildest career on earth. Capture lions on the hunt, fall beneath the ocean's surface, edit, design, and create. At Africa Media Academy, we don't just teach, we deliver. Based at our new studio in the heart of Mossel Bay, with on-site accommodation, 10 months of hands-on training, game reserves, conservation centers, scuba dives, and studio shoots led by industry experts. Parents, this isn't a gap year, it's a career launch pad. Spots are filling up. Visit africa-media.co.za now.